you for calling Airbrook Limousine. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For reservations and price information, press 1. For the dispatch department, press 2. For the executive offices, press 4. For bus and tour information, press 5. For the sales department, press 6. For the accounting department, 7. If you are calling from a rookie phone,
please hold while I try that extension.
Yeah, is Donald in?
Who?
Don.
Are you looking for Donna?
No. Don Petroski?
Nope, he's not in. I mean, if you're looking for, you know, the owner, Jeff, he's not in yet.
I was looking for the CEO, who's in charge of financing for you guys, actually?
I'm not entirely sure. Who are you exactly looking for?
I was looking to get in contact with, Donald. I have him down as the CEO out there for you guys. You said maybe the owner is available?
Yeah, he's not in yet. I can put you through to his voicemail. He'll give you a call back when he gets in.
Does he have an email in the meantime?
On reputation.
No, I don't have his email at the moment. I don't have his email.
Do you guys have one for Airbrook Limousine?
Yes, we do.
Alright, what is it?
You can send it to, you can attention it to Patty, his assistant.
And what is his name, too, the new owner for you guys?
His name is Jeff.
Jeff? Perfect. And then what's the email for you guys?
It's going to be accounting@airbrook.com.
And it's just like the website?
Accounting@airbrook.com, yes.
Perfect. How's business been for you guys? Some of you guys staying busy out there?
He'll be back in an hour.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
Not so busy then?
It depends on busy. I mean, it seems pretty regular to me. Like, it's not anything less or anything, like, you know, other than what we have.
Okay. Any big plans or projects you might know from Jeff that he might have mentioned, or does he kind of keep all that to himself?
I have no idea.
Alright, well, could I just leave you with my name and number? Let him know I call whenever he gets back in.
Sure, no problem.
Alright, just let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Alright, my name's Patrick. I'm calling with Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different. Mm-hmm. And then my number is 858-252-1481.
Okay, Patrick with Cardiff, right? C-A-R-D-I-F-F, and then 858-252-1481.
Perfect. And then, did you say Jeff has a voicemail, too?
Yes.
All right, could you transmit me to that?
Sure.
Thank you.
No problem.
Patients to 201-845.
Hello, this is Jeff. I'm not at my desk right now, so please leave a message.
Begin recording your message at the tone. When you are finished, you may press the pound key or hang up.
Hey Jeff, this is Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you. Just looking to follow up on a finance offer we sent out a few weeks ago. Looks like we had you guys pre-approved for some equipment and capital for $250,000, so just wanted to touch base, see everything was going, make sure you guys had a chance to look over that. I'm sure you're probably pretty busy and get a lot of these as well. Anyways, a little background on us. We're a private business bank down in San Diego. We specialize in equipment financing and working capital. We actually had your offer based off your DNB credit profile. Looks like it was based off some past finance history you guys had a few years back with Bank of America. So anyways, yeah, I was just calling to touch base. Everything's going for you guys this summer. See if you might have any big plans or projects coming up where you might be looking to bring on some maybe newer used equipment or maybe just some additional cash flow kind of to use our cash set of years for the next, you know, maybe big project you guys might have. Anyways, go ahead and give me a call back. My direct dial is 858-252-1481. And my name is Patrick, Bank of Cardiff. Thanks and talk soon.